Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Video Store Podcast. My name is Nick, and I like movies. Thank you again for joining us as we visit the local video store in Northeast Pennsylvania, aka my entertainment room, where we select a movie from the collection, watch it, then talk about it. On certain occasions, I will be joined by a guest, a fellow movie fan who may or may not have seen the movie before. From there, we'll give our review about the movie we saw, what we liked, what we didn't, with a little information about the film, its stars, director, and other fun facts. This podcast will release a new episode every month with a new film to discuss. With our reviews and thoughts on the films, I hope they will entice you to watch the movie for yourself, and you can form your own opinions about the movie from there. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I hope you all have had a good time. Sorry for the long delay of this release of this podcast. A lot of things have changed in my life, including the birth of my son. So there's that. And a couple long nights of no sleep, but it's worth it in the end. And so that's what's new with me. But more importantly, let's head over to the video store and let's see what we have on the shelves today. So today I'm looking, we're getting towards that fall season. And I'm thinking something a little animated, something a little fun, lighthearted. What could we possibly pick? Okay. Ah, here we go. Here's a good one. The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad. Classic, classic Disney film. So today we're going to be talking about the 1949 underrated classic film, The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad. Both the film was based off of two different pieces of work, two pieces of literature, actually. We have the story of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow by Washington Irving, which was published in 1820, and the popular book The Wind in the Willows, written by Kenneth Graham in 1908. Now, Disney had a great, great film with this. It wasn't a long film. The actual runtime is about 68 minutes ballpark, and it's not a giant animated film. It's two separate short films put together into one feature-length animated film. Now, a little bit about the stories themselves before we break into talk about the movie. So the first one we have, The Wind in the Willows. It's set around an eccentric toad named J. Thaddeus Toad, Esquire. And he has something which the Brits call mania. Or in America, you'd probably think of it as an addiction. An addiction to extravagant things. So what happens is Toad is one of the wealthiest characters in the land that they live in. And their other characters include McBadger, Angus McBadger, Ratty, Mole, Mr. Winky, the Weasels, and so many other characters to name. Now, obviously, the movie is different than the work of literature itself, which most of every film that is based on a book takes its own liberties and changes things here and there, maybe cuts some things out. Long story short, Mr. Toad is arrested and accused of stealing a motor car. And it's his task is to try to clear himself along with his friends, Ratty Mole and McBadger. And they go through all these hijinks and try to get the deed that was supposed to prove his innocence. In the movie that's different than the book, there is a horse named Cyril. Now, fun character for the movie. I do not believe Cyril or Mr. Winky are in the book. Now, the book goes into more different seasons, whereas the film only takes part in one little time period. Figure maybe like a 2-3 month period. Great film nonetheless. Excellent, excellent storyline. Excellent cast. Cast included in that would be Basil Rathbone. He does the narration. Really great. Iconic actor from back in the day. He played a lot of Sherlock Holmes films, a lot of memorable moments there. That is the Wind in the Willows part of the movie. Then we switch over to the Legend of Sleepy Hollow part, and that is narrated by Bing Crosby. Now, Bing Crosby, is, as we all know, is a very iconic and popular singer. He's been in many different movies, White Christmas, Holiday Inn, The Road to Bali, great, great films, and he plays a big part in this. Now, the Sleepy Hollow portion of this is narrated by Bing Crosby, but it's also a slight musical, almost, if you will. They have some musical songs in there. It's not a full-on blown musical like Hamilton or anything like that, but they do have some songs in there, including the Headless Horseman song, They have the Ichabod Crane song, Katrina. Those are the three iconic songs from the film. More or less the long and short of the story of the Headless Horseman, set in Tarrytown in the Sleepy Hollow. It's set back in time, and that's the lore of it. And if you've been to Sleepy Hollow in New York, there's a Hessian who, during the war, got his head blown off by a cannonball, and he rides through the night looking for his missing head. That's the premise of it. Now, in the story, in the cartoon, Ichabod is a school teacher, and he is very superstitious. And his rival is a macho-esque guy named Brom Bones. And everybody in the town is in love with a woman named Katrina Von Tassel. And playing off of the fact that Brom Bones has been tripping up and failing at every attempt to win over Katrina, because Ichabod has the upper hand, he finds out that Ichabod is very superstitious, and he plays on his fears by telling this tale of the Headless Horseman. Throughout the film, again, it follows the book, but again, a lot of stuff has been cut out of the film because it's only about a 30-minute segment. Towards the end of the film, after the Halloween party at the Von Tassel estate, Ichabod rides back to his school building, and he has to go through the hollow. Now, throughout the hollow, he remembers all the horrible stories and the song from Brom Bones, and it plays into his fears and his anxiety. He thinks he hears something, or he sees a shadow, when it's actually a tree or an animal making some kind of noise. And then at one point, the actual Headless Horseman appears. Now, this Headless Horseman is so memorable. It has one of those very iconic Halloween-style laughs, and that laugh has been used in different TV shows and movies throughout time memoriam, but great, great, very iconic. Now, when I went, because I did go to Sleepy Hollow a couple years ago, and we took the tour of the cemetery where the woman who Katrina Von Tassel is based off of is buried, and Washington Irving's also buried, they did mention, out of all the different versions of Sleepy Hollow, the Disney version, which we're talking about, is the most sincere, the most close to the actual piece of literature than all the other films out there. And that says something a lot. And if the people from Sleepy Hollow can say that, and that Disney has like basically hit the nail on the head, then it's just amazing. Now, back to the all overall portion of this video, this podcast. Again, we're talking about Disney. Now, Disney has a lot of great films out there. This is one of its earlier releases. And again, it's not a full feature animated film. It's two short animated films put together. Now, again, like I said, it's only about a 68-minute runtime. So each segment's about 30 minutes ballpark, plus a little gauging window between both segments. There's a little dialogue and stuff like that. So that's where like the extra minutes are filled up with extra dialogue between the hosts, either Bing Crosby or Basil Rathbone. Now, these two films I've watched since I was a young child, and I had the VHSs. I only had the VHSs of the Legend of the Wind in the Willows portion of it. I did not have the Sleepy Hollow one until about a year ago. I found it at a thrift shop. But back then, you had an option. Either you bought the two stories, such as Sleepy Hollow or Wind in the Willows, separately on a VHS, and they're about 30 minutes each, or you bought the actual film, The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad, which has both of them together in one. Either way, you're getting a great, great film here. Now, I'm looking at the actual DVD, the Golden Classic Disney Collection, and they have a bunch of other great things in here. They have some extra short cartoons on there. They have the Legend of Sleepy Hollow DVD storybook. Such a great, great story. Now, Disney itself, the company Disney, in Disneyland in California, and for a time over in Orlando, Florida, they had an attraction there called Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. And unfortunately, the one in Florida is gone, but the one at Disneyland is still there. And you drive in the motor car that was mentioned in the video, and you go through the movie, more or less. A lot of fun. it's a memorable one. I haven't been to California, but eventually I will get there and I'll get to experience again. Now, unfortunately, there's no attraction for the Legend of Sleepy Hollow, but during their Halloween their Halloween parties at the Magic Kingdom in Florida, they have a Headless Horseman coming. They rides down Main Street USA for the parade. It's awesome. A lot of fun. Now, obviously, with these two stories, both Legend of Sleepy Hollow and Wind in the Willows, there are multiple different versions. There are other animated versions. There are live action versions. There's stage versions. There's a silent black and white film of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, which is a really good one. If you have not seen that, I would definitely recommend it if you're into that classic horror style of movies. There are a whole bunch of different versions of these movies. There's also the iconic Legend of Sleepy Hollow by Tim Burton, and it has Johnny Depp in it, and a bunch of other great British actors from Harry Potter and all across that Batman. So a lot of great films to choose from, especially as we get into this summer's winding down, getting ready for the pumpkin spice season, nice fall autumn colors. This is definitely a great film to watch. Now, it's, again, even though it is Disney, I wouldn't say it's totally geared towards kids. Anybody of any age would be able to enjoy this. It's a lot of fun. And it's not that long, so you could do it in a sitting and maybe watch another movie after that. I mean, it's a great popcorn flick. If you have kids, I'm sure they would love it. If you don't have any kids, then I'm sure you'd love it as well if you have not seen it. So, again, you can find this on. If you want to stream it, the one place to watch all Disney stuff is Disney Plus. Not sponsored by Disney Plus, but again, if you want to watch it, you could watch a digital version on Disney Plus. Or if you're crazy like me, I have both VHSs, I have a DVD, and I have a Blu-ray version of this. So I have multiple versions to watch this. Now, again, the reason I do that is because I don't trust technology, especially up here in Northeast Pennsylvania. The internet is horrible, especially if you have dial up, and which some people I know do. So, and again, with the weather and everything, the internet goes slow. So again, I stick to my physical media, and that's why at the video store here, we have a lot to choose from and a lot to watch, and not have to worry about losing signals or things dropping out like that. So, all good, all good. Now again, good pick. Watch it, Halloween, watch it throughout the year. The other versions, I'd say give them a watch. Every version of either the Wind in the Willows or Legend of Sleepy Hollow has their own different twists on it. Again, I would say if you're open to it, watch as many different versions as you can. Again, a lot of fun. Don't miss out on this. Again, this episode may be a little shorter than what I normally do for these podcasts, but again, I'm just getting back into this. It's been a while. Again, The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad. A must see. It's a grand animation classic. It's the 11th one in the Disney catalog. So this is the 11th movie that Disney came out with, and it is a great one. And fun fact, Funko, if you're familiar with the company Funko, they have just released an Ichabod and Headless Horseman Funko Pop for the holiday season. So you definitely, if you're a collector of the Funkos, or if you just like good stuff to put out for Halloween, definitely pick one of them up. A lot of fun there. They also had a Mr. Toad's Wild Ride one that's not based on the movie, it's based on the attraction at Disneyland and Disney World. So I'd say I have that one. I'd say pick that one up too. So you have the whole set to add to your collection if you're into collecting things like that. If not, then you're not. Again, check it out. Don't want to miss The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad. Again, thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. I hope you had a lot of fun. I hope I educated you just a little bit about these. Again, I would suggest if you want to, before you watch the Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad, read the book. Go find a copy of Legend of Sleepy Hollow or The Wind in the Willows. If you're an avid reader, you'll probably knock it out in a couple hours or maybe even a day at the most. If you're not into that, you could also get an audiobook. But again, I'd say check out the books first, and then watch the movies. and then you can compare and see what's missing, what's not missing. Again, a lot of the stuff in the Legend of Sleepy Hollow portion of this movie, a lot of it's in there. The Wind in the Willows stuff, you'll notice that a lot's been cut out. So keep that in mind. Well, let's see. I grabbed my movie. Now let's see what kind of snack do I want. I think today we're gonna go with maybe some gummy bears. Maybe Black Forest gummy. I like Haribo bears, but I think Black Forest will do perfectly fine for this movie. All right, I'm gonna check this out, and who knows what next time will hold for us. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Again, thanks for sticking around if you've been listening. Again, I do apologize. Life's just caught up with me a little too quickly. And yeah, thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget to check out your local video stores or go to your local library. A lot of them still do. If you have a video store, all congratulations to you. But for those of you who don't, go to your local library, rent a video. Or if you're lucky enough, like I am, your library sells movies. And there's your opportunity to pick up some movies. You never know what you can find. You can find classic gems with people just return into the library just to have them sell. And it's also a good way to support your local libraries as well. They need the support too. You could also head over to Salvation Army or any thrift store in your local area and see what they have. Movies are, physical media, unfortunately, is dying. It's sad. It's dying. But people like me and anybody else that collects physical media, we're there to keep it alive and well. And who knows, maybe you open your own video store one day. Anything is possible in this world. Again, folks, thank you so much for joining us. Again, my name is Nick. I like movies. And again, you've been listening to the Video Store Podcast. Until next time, folks, good night and good luck. And we'll see you at the movies.